Morning, Facebook friends. Good morning, podcast friends. Hey, welcome. We got a sunny day. Hopefully it's sunny and beautiful where you are as well. And we've come here to glorify the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's get excited. I'm excited. We have a little memo down in the bottom and it says, I will restore you to health and heal your wounds, Jeremiah 38:17, I think it is. And I just want you to know that he is the restorer, he's the healer, he's the deliverer. That's Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, our revival, hey, I want to stir you up, is this next Friday and Saturday. And we have some unique vendors that is going to be here from 4 to 6. And then the main tent itself will be at 6 p.m. And that's on June 17th and the 18th, Friday and Saturday. And we have a good group of people that are coming, and I want to encourage you to come. And, you know, we're looking for signs and wonders and miracles, and we're just expecting the Lord to move. We've had people call us, and they've been praying for us. And so I just want you to hear that. And so that's my announcement. Hopefully the tent will be going up Wednesday or Thursday. And sometimes they'll be here early and sometimes they're not. So we don't know. It's kind of a waiting game for us. But we will zap you, you know, when to be up here and come and help and get things done. So really kind of pray for good weather. We've been really praying and seeking the Lord for good weather. And we've been told it is going to be good weather. Amen, amen. And I really want to thank people that came yesterday. Thank you, Denny. Pastor Denny and Carrie, he was up here, and Karen came up, and Emma came up, and Adam came up, and Joe and I were here, and we got all the pieces of the stage out there brought down because we wanted to check it, but there was a couple of them that had to be redone, and Pastor Denny and Pastor Joe, they worked on it, and it's good, it's looking good, looking good. So safety is the number one thing that's very important to us. So, you know, keep in prayer. We want the Lord to move. We've got our billboard out there. We got 25 signs out there, and thanks to Vicki and Lisa, they zoomed around. It took us about, I don't know, a couple hours to do it. And so very thankful for that. So people are doing things that you might not see behind the scenes. Hallelujah. And so it really takes a team. And without a team, you just couldn't do it. And so I'm very thankful for it. So anyways, I'm excited what the Lord's going to be doing today. Pastor Carrie's going to preach today. And I'm excited. We've been talking about spiritual warfare for quite some time, and there's been various attacks, and the Lord's taken us through it.
Praise God.
And, you know, it's because of Him. It's all about Him. And, you know, we all have our parts. We've got little drama things that we're doing and dances and flaggings and stuff at the tent revival. But it's all about Him. I mean, He could change everything, snap your finger. And I've seen it. Sometimes I've come in to give a message, and the Lord goes, no, you're not giving that message. Here's the message I want you to give. And you go, whoa, I ain't prepared for that, Lord. And He goes, but I am. So, you know, you just never know. And we want to give it all over to the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And so I think that is it with announcements. I can't think of anything else.
No prayers.
Yeah, no prayer this week. Pray at home. It's just because of everything we're doing. And that's it. There's kind of no fellowship afterwards. If you want to have a cup of coffee and punch and like that, we have that all available. It's out there. And so you can sit around and have a cup of coffee and just talk to each other. That's important. Fellowship is important. Because all churches don't have that. That's important. And so, anyways, that's all I can think of. And I'm going to hand over to Joe.
Thank you. Bless the Lord. Good morning.
Good morning.
Talking about the tent, sometimes they bring it a day early, sometimes they don't. So it may be here Wednesday, if not, it'll be here Thursday. And depending, it takes them a couple hours to put that baby up.
Yes.
A good two, maybe 3 hours to complete. So depending on what time they get here, but is the time, if you're, you know, considering coming here and helping, and we need all the help we can get, that you gotta figure that. If they come Wednesday at 10,
Woo-hoo, that'd be awesome, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yes, let's pray that, pray it in the atmosphere.
Yes. We pray, Lord, that our tent, our tent.
Which is your tent.
Wherever it's being used prior to the, us using it, well, that event will be over in time.
That's right.
For it to come on, come here Wednesday.
Amen.
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 Bless that other event, Lord, and get in here early, we pray in Jesus' name, Lord. Thank you. I tell you what, it's a lot of work doing all these things, but I can see the hand of the Lord in it.
Oh, oh, yeah, everything.
He's,
Hi, Beth, come on in.
Hello.
Oh, my goodness. Got the prophetess in the
house. The Lord is working, and He is, He knows everything that we need to get done, and He's helping us get it done.
Amen.
And thank God, He's our Jehovah Jireh, our provider. He's providing. Providing the finances, the help, and everything else. Most importantly, the prayer covering.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Something here I want to read here, just a sentence here out of something that Pastor Denny prepared, and it really stuck out to me. He has quite an exhaustive study here, and a lot of scriptures are really nailing things down, but this one sentence here about why the purpose of this study. A couple sentences down, it says, to let it be known that God's plan in the torture and crucifixion was to save and heal. The birthright of every Christian. The birthright of every Christian. Not maybe, could be, possibly, the birthright of every Christian. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And last night I was listening to a pastor, prophet, at a tent meeting in southern Alabama, and while he was prophesying, the Lord had spoken about music, and about how, and I have heard this before, many of you probably have heard this before, about how he's going to produce a new sound. A new sound in his church, a new sound in us. And I can't quite remember word for word what he was saying, but the Lord said that we'll come to church, come to meeting, and people will start singing a song inspired by the Holy Ghost, and a song no one knows, but everybody will know, and start singing and praising the Lord, because it comes directly from Him.
Amen.
And I have a little paragraph here that Denny gave me. It's from Prophet Lana Bosser. She's an Australian prophetess. And a lot of people know her, right?
Yeah.
We follow her. And I was just going through this, and I don't know what day this was. This word was received by her. But is this pretty recent, Denny?
No, I am not sure. I did not check the date.
But I tell you what, the word of the Lord is always up to date, right? So anyway, down here a little bit it says, one section, you will carry a new sound. Where there has been such an intense battle over your voice and such an intense private battle, the breakthrough upon you will see you forerun and carry the new sound, all in caps.
Hallelujah. Come on. That's where you got to clap.
pastor from Alabama spoken last night. This is from a prophetess in Australia speaking this, you know, probably recently. You will carry a new sound. He is releasing, excuse me, that's finishing that sentence. Unlike any other season before, I feel the weightiness of the fear of God over stewardship of the heart. For those that the Lord is raising up and carrying the new sound are those who are walking with a purity of heart. These ones will come out of the woodwork. These ones will come out of the woodwork carrying the new sound of the Lord. They have been forged in the fire and forged in the battle, and they walk with one agenda: to minister to Jesus and see his kingdom established and his glory revealed upon the earth.
Yeah.
All these prophetic words, and I'm quite awesome to see these tent things happening around the nation a lot more. And lo and behold, oh, little old Hilltop Tabernacle's going to have ours.
That's right.
And
God's going to show up.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You
He's
are welcome
here
to show up big time and take over.
Right.
Take over. This is about you, mighty God. This is about you and the Savior of the world. So, we thank you, my God. Thank you. I am so, so thankful that you have men and women, strong men and women, behind pulpits and given a prophetic word to give heart, to give hope in a real tough world right now. But boy, with you, Lord, with the Lord, we have hope.
Amen.
And it's coming. Big time victory, I believe. I don't know how you perceive things, but the Lord said last night, it's going to take me a 24-hour period, and I will change everything.
Hallelujah.
He is not man that he would lie, you know. So, $5, $10 a gallon gas, shortages mean nothing to the Lord. He can provide for his people, and he will. He will.
Amen.
So, Father God, we are so grateful to you. We are so grateful that you are involved, God, in every detail of our lives and every detail of our nation and every detail that is happening around the earth, Lord. All men, women, children are important to you, Lord God. You wish to see all of them saved, but things are kind of going downhill around the earth, Lord, and you have said by your prophetic utterances many, many times that you are taking charge.
Amen.
We are so
Hallelujah.
Grateful, Lord, that you are rectifying things.
Thank
Why?
You, Lord.
For a great harvest to come.
Amen.
A great harvest. That is your purpose, Lord God. You had to set things straight for a time and for a great harvest. And we are so thankful for that, Lord God. Thank you, mighty God. Father, we just thank you for this service. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Take over this service, Holy Spirit. Take over our lives. Take over this tent revival we have coming up next weekend, Lord. This is, we have things planned to do this and that, but that is all secondary to your wishes, my God. Secondary to your agenda. So please just speak to us, Lord. We are your servants. We are here to do your will. We are here to lift up the mighty name of Jesus, the name above all names, our King, our Lord.
Amen.
Oh, we just can't give him enough glory, but we're going to try our best, mighty God. So we thank you in his precious name and the name above all names, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let's praise the Lord. The first song, you might not see the words, but let the Holy Spirit speak to you. And it's Let the Lion Roar.
Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
worker, or it's only been out maybe 3 months, something like that. Good morning.
Good morning.
Isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord?
Are you on, Karen?
Huh?
Does it sound like you're on?
Is that mic on?
Hello? Am I on now?
There you go.
All right. Hallelujah. Again, isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord?
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
In the Survival Top Tabernacle, decree.
Amen.
We're going to decree this for our tent revival. We're going to decree it for our nation, everything. Because God is a God who is alive and well. And when we speak it, it comes forth. In Jesus' name. So if we please stand, we will do our declaration. Ready? We decree here at Hilltop Tabernacle Church. That we are your children. And this is your holy house. A home of truth. And righteousness. We decree that it holds your presence. Your harvest. Your bride. Holy Spirit.
Take over.
Amen.
Amen.
We decree.
Here and right now.
That the windows of heaven.
Have opened up.
To us. As you have said.
To us.
We say.
We have all.
The financial blessings. And finances. That we need.
To grow.
To expand. And to build up your house.
And your tent.
We prophesy. That it shall double.
And double.
And again double. In your holy precious name.
Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
He's on the move. While you're still standing, we're going to do Psalms 144. This is a song to the Lord who preserves and prospers his people. Blessed be the Lord my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle, my loving kindness in my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and the one in whom I take refuge, who subdues my people under me. Lord, what is a man that you take knowledge of him? Or a son of a man that you are mindful of him? Man is like a breath. His days are like the passing shadow. Bow down, your heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Flash forth lightning, and they scatter them. Shoot out your arrows and destroy them. Stretch out your hand from above and rescue me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of foreigners, whose mouths speak lying words and whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song to you, Lord, O God. On harp and 10 strings, I will sing praises to you, the one who gives salvation to kings, who delivers David, his servants, from the deadly sword. Rescue me and deliver me from the hand of foreigners, whose mouths speak lying words, and whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood. That our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as pillars sculptured in palace style, and that our barns may be filled, supply all kinds of produce, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our fields, and that our oxen may be well laden, that there be no breaking in or going out, that there will be no outcry in our streets. Happy are the people who are in such a state. Happy are the people whose God
is the Lord.
Hallelujah. Now, for the people that don't know, we have Pastor Dennis Karen preaching this morning. Come on up, Pastor.
None of these diseases are true. Subtitle of this message is, Can God Do Anything? Let us pray. Father, thank you for this opportunity, Lord. And thank you for this time, this place, Father, this moment in time, Father God, that you've ordained, Father God, for change. Father, for this region, for the church, Father, for me, Father, for all you're doing in the land and in the world, Father God. Lord, America shall be saved, Father.
Amen.
Lord, I just pray, Father, that your kingdom come and your will be done. Father, I bind the enemy and I loose, Father, your Holy Spirit and power. And I loose your word upon the land in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Can God do anything? Yes, he can.
Amen.
And he will use you to do it. Because that's how God works. He uses people. You're going to need your Bibles. I'm sure you got them handy. You got a lot of scripture to look up again, or still. I'm going to start John 14:12. Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. Of the 37 or so miracles that Christ did, they are recorded in the Gospels. Some 24 of them were either healings or deliverances. Now, that's not an exhaustive list because we don't have an exhaustive record, because it says in John 21:25, and there are also many other things that Jesus did, which if they were written one by one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that would be written.
Wow.
That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
When you really stop to think about it, when you have God / man walking around on earth, stuff is going to happen. Things are going to change just by showing up. Walking down the road, things will change. Every day, sometimes several times a day, I declare that nothing is impossible for you, Lord. Even when I am weak, he is strong in me.
Hallelujah.
Does God expect all of his children to heal the sick? It requires an answer, church.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, he does. I believe that he does with all my heart. It requires action. Requires your action, as well as my action. needs, something that needs to be settled in your heart. Matthew 16:19. We look a little bit of authority here that God has given us. This is an exhaustive study. I'm not talking only about the authority of God. I'm talking about the whole healing thing that I've been talking about here the last couple of times. I believe in my heart that God so wants to heal us that we have no idea how bad He wants to heal us. And I believe that God is looking for a place or a person where He can show His glory.
Hallelujah.
And where He can show that there's been a miracle done in your life. And it's a witness. Matthew 16:19. Who wants to read that? Somebody got it?
Yeah. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
Amen. Now, before we get into this, all authority in heaven and earth has been turned over to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, through the power of the Holy Spirit, turned it over to us.
Amen.
For us to use. As a child of God, our mindset has got to be that nothing is impossible for God. We have to walk in that. And we have to stay in that. To make that work, we have to back up. And we have to ask the question, who am I in Christ? Who is Christ in me? What has He done for me? What does He expect of me? We've got to be so careful about the way the enemy works and the way the enemy can distract us and can turn us all he has to do is just turn us just a little bit off of that narrow road, and we're in trouble. The further you get down there, the further away you're going to be from where you're supposed to be. One step at a time, we have to stop it, get back on track, beg His forgiveness, and go on. You can't be stuck begging His forgiveness. We have to go on. We have to believe that He's forgiven us. Amen?
Amen. Amen. That's true.
Amen.
So, He gave the keys to the kingdom of heaven. He didn't give them to Peter only. He gave them to the church. He gave them to us. The same power is promised to all believers. Matthew 17:20. I need a red lipstick. I'm going to get lost here.
What do you want, Penny?
Pen.
Pen?
Did you want me to read Matthew 17?
Yeah, go ahead.
But I say unto you that Elijah has come already, and they did not know him, but did to him whatever they wished. Likewise, the Son of Man is also to suffer at their hands.
Okay. Matthew 18:18.
Assuredly, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosened in heaven.
Okay. This is something that's whenever you got to remember my purpose for doing this. My purpose for doing this is speaking into the air what is about to happen.
Hallelujah.
Because, first of all, God's word never comes back for you, but accomplishes everything that you sent it to do. Secondly, we need desperately God's angels working in all areas that he's, that everything that's going on here, with what's happened here, what will happen here, and what's coming. So we got to bind the enemy. You never bind the enemy without loosening something. It does you no good just go around binding the enemy. You have to bind, you gotta, something's gotta move into that space.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit, an angel, something. We got to declare not only the binding, but the loosing. Matthew 21:22.
Whatever things you ask in prayer, believing you will receive.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So when you pray for somebody, do you actually believe that God can do what you're asking him to do?
No.
Because if we believe his word, he says that he'll do it. Amen?
Amen.
Mark 9:23.
Mark what?
9:23. Got it. If you don't, I got it.
Yeah. Jesus said to him, quote, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes.
Amen.
That's what we sang today.
Yeah.
Believe it, receive it.
Right.
Come believing and come receive it.
Believe it and I will receive it. Amen. I got that one. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask for when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them.
Hallelujah.
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. The Amplified Bible says it's the title deed to what you ask for. When you have a title deed, when you have something and you have a piece of paper in your hand that says you own an automobile, it's your automobile. And it's your automobile until you decide to sign off on it. When we have faith that God can do anything, it's our title deed to that answer. Whatever that answer is, whatever answer we are desiring, it's ours.
Hallelujah.
Amen?
Amen.
Okay. Keys are a symbol of authority. Isaiah 22:22.
Keys
key of the house of David. I will lay on his shoulder, so he shall open, and no one shall shut. And he shall shut, and no one shall open. Just say, just 22.
22. So it is our authority when we're praying for people, asking God and interceding for people on their behalf. You have to have God's authority in our life. Authority is a
That's right. Describing that.
Yeah. I'm not going to go there. And the best way that I can go there and not go there is authority is one of those things that's totally relational.
Yes. Amen.
My relationship with Christ, your relationship with Christ, the fruit of that relationship, one of the fruits is authority. The authority that we have as a believer. You can say you've got authority and not have it. You can try to use authority if you don't have it, and you will get slapped up.
Yeah,
to say the least. But if you have the relationship, you spend time with God. You spend time alone with God and just let Him speak.
Yes.
Let Him speak into your life.
Yes.
He will do that.
Yes.
Yes, He will.
I could just sit. I've sat for days and just not hardly said a word.
Hallelujah.
And just because the more you sit there and praise and worship and just let Him speak to you, the more He does it.
That's right.
You cannot outgive God.
That's good.
So when you walk up to a person that needs prayer, he may need deliverance. He may be full of murder. He could be anything. When you have that authority, and you know you have that authority, the battle is really already won.
Hallelujah.
The fight is over. You know, when Satan sinned in heaven, God didn't start biting his nails and tried to make up another batch of angels to go fight. The thought came into his head, he was out of there.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Because God said, there is no sin in heaven. So the minute that is conceived, he was out of there. It was not a fight. It just wasn't. Now, if we could only get that part of that in working in our lives, the battle's over.
Blood.
Right? Let's speak.